Right. I know there's so much to say on this, but if you haven't already, can you... thank you. That's loud now. Can you try and sum up very, very briefly one key point that you want to share with the other groups? So, have people done that yet, or do you need another minute? All done? Everybody ready? Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Well done, everyone. So, let's come to this group first. And who's going to speak?
So we got the points out from this passage. Forgiveness brings on the ability to walk in real righteousness, and gratitude, that the woman was very so grateful for what Jesus had done for her. And it was an act of worship. And we're saying that our service to God must come out of our worship to him. And then forgiveness enables empowerment, you know, the life that God wants us to live. It's his forgiveness that enables us to live for him. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Right, this table...
Okay, we came up with the one sentence, really. Sorry, is that better? Yeah, okay. We came up with one sentence, which is in 1 Peter 5:5 and in James 4:6, and it's, God opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble.
Very good, thank you so much. Denise.
Okay, so we've tried to put it in a sentence, and I'll just read the sentence, okay? So, the love of Jesus extends to all. We have to come to him and accept his forgiveness and worship him with all our hearts.
That's great, thank you. Oh, are you going to do it? There you go, Laszlo.
The lady loved Jesus that, and she used her tears as water to wash Jesus' feet.
Thank you. Well done. Right, I'll come to the back next.
Ours isn't super spiritual or anything. We just decided that regardless of who you are, you should be treated with equal respect.
We just basically came up with the last part of the, and yes, we just came up with the last phrase, really. Your faith has saved you, and go in peace.
And Jesus came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it.
Yeah. And the woman was very brave, because I think it was a room full of men. And she was very brave to go there in the first place. She must have had a great thirst to try and get to know Jesus and to change her life.
And God's grace is unconditional.
Yeah. Right. Who's going to speak? Sheila?
Well, we had a few revelations. But just in one sentence, no one, while living, is beyond God's salvation.
Amen. Yeah.
It's really difficult to come up with one, just one sentence, but we managed to come up with them. When you really meet the love of and forgiveness of Jesus, it leads to a response of gratitude.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I know there's so much that is in there that we would love to share, but I think between us we've done
really good job of getting to the heart of that, about Jesus' love for this woman, her gratitude and her sense of worship because of what Jesus had done. Now, Steve's going to share something with us to follow that.
Amen. I think what is interesting with all of these different stories is the responses that different people made. There was Christ himself, then there was the needy individual, whether that be Zacchaeus or Mary, then there was the crowd, then were those religious people who also were present, and the different ways in which ultimately the presence of Christ was the catalyst, wasn't it, for all of these miracles. The glory of God and the presence of Christ. But I just wanted to touch upon sort of one sort of theme that stands out very much in the Gospels. And it's all to do with falling at Jesus' feet. Because that theme occurs on more than one occasion in the Gospels. Different people at different times when they came to the Lord, whether that be before they were healed, or like the demoniac in Gennesaret, after he was delivered, they all fell at Jesus' feet. And that can only speak of one thing, and that is an honor and a recognition, a submission, a sense of humility. To fall at somebody's feet is not only humbling for the person who does the falling, but also to have your feet washed is also something that requires humility. I'm not sure what's harder to do, washing someone's feet or having someone come and wash, or you do the washing or somebody washes your feet. I don't know what's harder. Maybe on one Sunday morning we'll have a go, shall we? I'm only joking. I've seen it done in national leadership meetings where that's happened, where there's been a bit of rife and strife and conflict, and that's happened. But here we have the question as to why folk fell at Jesus' feet. All through the Gospels, we see men and women falling at the feet of Jesus. Rulers, sinners, the sick, and even his disciples bowed low before him. This wasn't by accident. It was a response to who he is and what they found in him. To fall at his feet is to recognize that in Jesus there is power, there is mercy, and there is deliverance. So if we look at the different reasons, I've just listed three here, as to why people fell at Jesus' feet and what it means for us today. The first and most obvious thing is that they fell at his feet in desperation. In Mark 5, Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, fell at Jesus' feet, begging him to come and heal his dying daughter. A few verses later, a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years pressed through the crowd and trembling fell at his feet after being healed. Desperation brought them down, but grace lifted them up. When life pressed them beyond their own strength, they found their answer at his feet. The feet of Jesus were not a place of shame, but a place of salvation, acceptance, joy, deliverance. The list is endless, isn't it? Where does Christ find us here today? Many of us will only bow when life breaks us. But even then, Jesus receives us. Your greatest problems are invitations to lay them down at his feet. So it was out of desperation people came and humbled themselves before Jesus. They also fell at his feet in devotion. We've had the passage here today. A woman known for her sins came with an alabaster jar of ointment worth many, many thousands of pounds by today's standards. Yet she was being willing to break that, give everything, suffer the indignation and the shame of being in a men's meeting. She was willing to press through the pain barrier of societal expectations, the Pharisee's house, breaking the rules of hospitality. Why? Because of devotion. Sometimes we need to ask ourselves the question, is our lack of devotion more a sign of cowardice and compromise on our part? Or do we need to be challenged in our own lives in terms of the level and the measure of brokenness that we're willing to bring to him? This woman fell down, not for healing of her body, but for forgiveness of her soul. She recognized who Jesus was, the one who forgives sins. Her posture of devotion spoke louder than her words. So true worship is not standing tall before Jesus, but kneeling low in humility. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. You don't want Jesus opposing you, do you? Who wants to be on the wrong side of Jesus? But humility is what brings his attention. So here we have the word of the Lord, and we talked about this at our table, and you can imagine Simon's house is now full of the aroma of this ointment. It probably would have lingered for days. It was all over the carpet as a testimony to the thing that he criticized and couldn't understand, the presence of Christ. You know, the presence of this devotion, this ointment filled the place where Jesus was. And Simon, no doubt, was continually reminded, maybe for weeks on end. This ointment got into the floor between the slabs of stone. It was everywhere. Thirdly, they fell at his feet in delight. In the resurrection story in Matthew 28, the woman met the risen Lord. Their response? They fell at his feet and worshipped him. No sickness, no sin, but sheer joy in seeing the living Christ. Falling at his feet was the natural overflow of delight in his resurrection and victory. At his feet, fear turned into death, sorrow into gladness. And the Bible says that everyone will recognize the Lord. There will come a day where every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But those who love him bow even today, not just from desperation or devotion, but from the delight of knowing his presence. Why did folk fall at Jesus' feet? Because they were desperate and needed his help. Because they were devoted and sought his forgiveness. Because they were delighted in his risen glory. And today, his feet are still the safest, holiest, and most joyful place to be. Whether you come broken, repentant, or rejoicing, Jesus welcomes you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this coming week, we're going to be at the feet of the Lord. Like Mary in her own home with her sister Martha in the living room, sister in the kitchen getting all bent out of shape. But he was there teaching her. She was at his feet. And in fact, it's interesting that whenever you read of Mary in the Bible, on a few occasions, the one thing that connects every occasion that's recorded is that she was found at Jesus' feet. Amen. The Lord bless you. Thank you.